1. Day 372 AF? Maybe 373? Somewhere in slaver territory. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. As I raced over the countryside on horseback, I kept hearing deep, ragged breaths. Rain fell from the black sky, drops pelting my face. Winds whipped my horse's mane and made my poncho hood flap. But I still heard breaths. The tiny hairs on my nape rose. My mare snorted, her ears pricked forward. I didn't have Lark's animal keenness or the senses of a huntress like Selena, but I could feel someone or something watching me. Stalking me? Inhale. Exhale. I rode harder. Pushing myself, pushing my staggering horse, forcing her to navigate the rocky terrain faster than was safe. I hadn't slept since fleeing Death's Lair days ago, if you could call them days, in this never-ending darkness. Sheer will kept me in the saddle. Delirium was taking hold. Maybe nothing stalked me, and my own breaths sounded foreign to my ears. If I could just rest for a few minutes. Focus, Evie. So much was on the line. Jack's life was. I was determined to save him from the lovers, Vincent and Violet Milovnitsy. Sadistic Vincent had captured him. Violet journeyed to meet up with her brother. Once they reunited, those twin serial killers would torture Jack with their contraptions. I raced to beat Violet, taking untold risks. Even now, I couldn't believe what I'd done to escape Arek. Every other minute, a raindrop would hit one of my eyes directly, the sting blurring my vision. I would blink to clear my eyes, and details of my last encounter with death would blossom in my mind. The feel of his sword-roughened palms as he'd seized my waist and laid me in his bed. His rasped words, "If you surrender to me, you will be mine alone. My wife in truth. I will do anything to have that." Even coercing me, promising to save...